Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Baxis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fitzgerald scores. It's 1-0. Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Baxa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Baxas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Callison goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fitzgerald out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields it and throws to first for 1. The throw to second, and they've got Colavito trapped. There's the throw back to Fox, who tags Colavito for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards third. Baxis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis is 0 for 2 in the game. Baxis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Granny Hamner pinch hits for Billy Martin. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Francona moves to third. Jerry Staley now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.